Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. The Bible's New Testament tells us that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And who doesn't want life and peace these days? A life filled with peace seems hard, maybe impossible, to come by these days. Racial strife, opposing political positions, economic hardship, and an untold array of personal problems can make life anything but peaceful. Even being out in public places can be dangerous. Life and peace? Yeah, we'd love to have them. Is being spiritually minded the key, as the Bible says? The Anchor Bible translates Christ Jesus' first beatitude as, "Fortunate are the humble in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In a note, it describes the humble in spirit as those who are fully conscious of the poverty of all human resource, and who therefore know they need God. That sounds like a pretty good description of what it means to be spiritually minded, turning away from the usual human ways and means in favor of spiritual ones. That could be a good idea. After all, the same Bible verse that says to be spiritually minded is life and peace also says that to be carnally minded is death. This week on Morning Prayer, we'll explore being spiritually minded, looking at biblical examples to see what it means and if peace is its result. We sure could use it today. So may we all find that spiritual mindedness and the peace that goes along with it, not just for us, but for others too. Amen.